MSNBC's Maddow, GOP wants to go back to the good old days where everybody was the same color. By Pam Kee on December 2, 2022. MSNBC anchor Rachel Maddow said Friday on the readout that the Republican Party wants to go back to the good old days where everybody was the same color. Discussing Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and Kanye West, Maddow said, a certain proportion of the American public likes this stuff and falls for it over and over again and discovers it anew. The same way every new generation believes they discovered sex. Every new generation of Americans believes they have discovered this efficient wave of the future where slow, boring democracy lets all the wrong people have decision-making power instead will be replaced with this efficient leadership who makes everybody believe what we believe. And we go back to the good old days where everybody was the same color. She continued, anti-Semitism and authoritarianism are always sistered together. Always, always, always. When you see not only a rise in the expression of anti-Semitism but a sort of mainstreaming of it. And one of the major political parties of our two-party governing system flirting with it in a way that doesn't immediately get denounced throughout the political system. Like that, there isn't a surprise I think that that's going with the sort of proto-authoritarian movements you're seeing in that same part of that party. Those things always go together. Maddow added, the American democratic experiment is that a country that is made up of all different kinds of people, from all over the place, all get an equal say. Outside of those far-right corners, it's hard to argue we don't want American democracy anymore. And to the extent that freaks you out, it's hard to argue. Although some on the right now are, some in the alt-right are. It's hard to argue we don't want American democracy anymore. Democracy is uncomfortable because we don't like everybody having a say. We prefer that just we have a say. It's easier to say, our country has been hijacked by demonic forces and shady people behind the scenes that you can't see. That always lends itself to anti-Semitism or toward whatever kind of cabal you want to try to imagine. But at its core, it's just something you hide behind when what you don't want is to participate as an equal citizen with others who are different than you in a group decision-making process. You don't get to be in charge. You just get to be a citizen among many. For people who don't want that, the cabal, the idea is where they often first go. Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at PamKeenan.